800-506-5810. Completely wipe out your federal student loan debt. Find out how. Call now. 800-506-5810. That's 800-506-5810.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Paraswabs is the 5-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of Paraswabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with Paraswabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try Paraswabs risk-free, call 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Flag. I'm Rich Ackerman. Some afternoon baseball today. Right now, bottom of the second in Oakland. A's and Orioles are scoreless, as are the Angels and Indians in Anaheim, also top two. Top of the fourth, Seattle and Cleveland are scoreless, while the White Sox, after 5 in the first, now lead the Rays by a score of 5-4 in the bottom half of the sixth, as Drubal Cabrera bringing the Rays a bit closer with an RBI double. Evan Longoria, his 12th home run of the year, a solo shot. Meanwhile, on the north side of Chicago, things have been looking up. Expectations were raised when they hired Joe Maddon, and he, as well as the Cubs' young talent, has all delivered. The Cubs have won 6 in a row and are currently tied for the second wild card, or I should say, currently holding the second wild card. They'll face the team above them in the wild card race, and the Pirates, as they look to extend their streak tonight in Pittsburgh. And Anthony Rizzo, happy to be part of a playoff race after a couple of lean years.
Seeing all this stuff come together over the last few years, and now competing, and you know, we know every game from here on out, I mean, every game matters, but every game is that much bigger now, so should I keep playing and keep having fun.
The Mets are also in the thick of a playoff race, currently holding a 1-game lead over the Nationals in the NL East. They've won 5 in a row and will go up against the Marlins tonight with ace Matt Harvey on the mound. The second place Nationals host the Diamondbacks. The Yankees take on the Red Sox as top prospect Luis Severino makes his major league debut. From football, Arian Foster will reportedly undergo surgery for his injured groin and will be placed on short-term injured reserve, while the Lions have signed linebacker DeAndre Levy. I'm Rich Ackerman.
NFL training camps are open, and we've got the whole league covered. Expect it here. CBS Sports Radio.
Listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show.
What up? It's Doug Gottlieb Show, CBS Sports Radio, coming to you from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studio. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every single day. Adam, we did this 2 years ago, I think. Maybe three. We did like a summer book club almost, just recommending books, tweeting out books. Didn't we?
I don't, not to my knowledge. I don't remember this.
Yeah. I've done this almost every summer. I'll tweet out kind of a book that I've read and something, you know, kind of get you through it. Look, we got football on TV this weekend, but that doesn't mean you can't pick up a good book. I have a really good one for you. Interesting one for you. It's called The Year of Living Biblically. One man's humble quest to follow the Bible as literally as possible. So, like, look, he's got to follow the Ten Commandments, love thy neighbor, be fruitful and multiply, but he's also tries to not wear clothes of mixed fibers, won't shave his beard, stone adulterers, sacrifice oxen. It's like everybody wants to just take the rules they want from the Bible, not the ones they don't. Pick it up. It's clever.
I told you I just started reading Friday Night Lights today. Excuse me, Friday Night Lights today.
You just started
reading the
book. Just began reading the book.
Correct, earlier today.
It's good. It's really good. The character Booby Miles.
We have Buzz Bissinger booked in studio coming up in September.
All right, cool. Buzz was great after the Caitlyn Jenner. He had the Caitlyn Jenner interview as well. Talked about his own, how he likes to cross-dress. He's like a very interesting fella.
It's the 25th anniversary of Friday Night Lights.
Yeah, yeah. People think of Friday Night Lights now, and they think of the TV show. It was not even the movie.
Which was spectacular, by the way.
Which was spectacular, which I watched a couple episodes of. That was one that went... I missed it. No disrespect. So, Monty Burke's going to join us in studio or on the phone?
On the phone.
On the phone. He wrote this new book called Saban, about Nick Saban. And we'll get his thoughts on the real Nick Saban. Some of the comments he's made have obviously made headlines, but it is a thick, it is a meaty book. Just try and figure out what makes Saban tick, how long he really will stay in Alabama, since this book talks about the flirtations with Texas, at least by his agent, if not by Saban himself. That's upcoming in 15 minutes. Here's my question to you. 855-212-4CBS. Pierre Thomas went down to Houston and didn't come to terms on a deal. The Houston Texans yesterday lost Arian Foster. Today the news became official. He needs surgery. They say he may be back at some point this year. Maybe. They need a new running back, right? So... there are old running backs that can be had. There's Steven Jackson, who hasn't been the same since he was in St. Louis. Forget about Atlanta. He was a waste of time. There's Chris Johnson, who hasn't been the same since he left Tennessee, but did have 2,000 yards and running for Tennessee. There is Ray Rice. There are some others. And I would guess there'll be others still that'll still be available. Right? There's going to be cuts and whatever, but... and Ray Rice's production did slip substantially going back a year and a half ago when he last played in the National Football League. But Rice did yet another sit-down interview, this one with Jemele Hill. He was more than contrite, more than apologetic. He was accountable. If he was an actor, then... he was great in that role. If it was real, which I hope it was, I think he's hit the exact right tone. I don't like the, well, Johnny's doing it, so why can't I do it? Because your mom always say, well, Johnny, run, you know, jump down a well. Would you run, jump down a well? But it is pretty easy to see that the NFL thinks Greg Hardy did it, and Greg Hardy's still going to play this year, right? You know, Dante Stallworth, granted, different time, different type of suspension, but he did hit and kill a man while drunk with weed in his system behind the wheel of a car. We could go to the Leonard Little, although that's a different commissioner altogether. The point is, other crimes have been committed. And those players have still played in the National Football League. The difference, obviously, is, you know, just like video killed the radio star, the video is alarming. The video will cause public sentiment to rise up against him, we think. Look, I think it's a twofold problem why Ray Rice isn't on a team, and only part of it is the public perception it creates if you let him back in the league on a team. The other part is nobody knows how good he actually is. I think he should play. And he shouldn't play because I'm okay with domestic violence. He shouldn't play because domestic violence is an issue that has plagued not just the African-American and the athletic community. It's been a problem in society for thousands of years. And this is not a new thing. The video of him punching his then fiance, now wife, and not helping her up, that's a new thing. But if we're a country of second chance, more than anything, like, think of what Riley Cooper said, think of what others have done. I'm completely and totally against violence towards women, children, dogs, human beings, frankly. Right? Rodney King did a lot of dumb things, but why can't we all get along? That was pretty solid stuff. I don't see a reason to keep him out of the lake. And I actually think there's a in the pie chart of why he's not in the NFL, it's probably 75% his production was waning and he sat out a year. More so than the, we're going to catch hell if we sign him. I really believe that. But I do think there's the, do we want to put up with this? Do we want to do the press conference? Do we want to have to apologize to people when all we need is a running back? And we're going to get a guy in the cheap at the same time. I don't know. I thought he hit the right chords, the right note. I didn't think there was the complete surrender of ego, which I don't want to see. Like, I don't want you to see a guy completely and totally maimed. I want a guy that understands what he did, the gravity of what he did, how he's always going to be seen, and what the problem was. And now we get a chance to see if he's fixed it. 855-212-4CBS. Klug, what about you? You're far more, when I say, you know, people would say liberal, but you're far more, you think Greg Hardy should never play again in the NFL. That's what you told
Greg
me.
Greg Hardy should be in jail.
But he's not.
He's not.
Okay.
I think Ray Rice has been remorseful.
Uh-huh.
I don't think he has gone on and refused to apologize like Greg Hardy. And he's been outspoken and an advocate, and he's got domestic violence groups pushing for his for a team to sign him. I would not be outraged.
I don't even like the domestic violence, because I'll only say this. We told people before, I had a run-in with Ray Rice, and I would love to have Ray on. I've reached out. I know Craig Carton and WFAN's really close with him. They both grew up in New Rochelle. I'd love to have him on and kind of talk through that thing. But I think that's part of what he did. He was on a little man Napoleon power trip. And you begged me not to do so. I don't even blame the Ravens anymore. I'm simply blaming Ray Rice. I asked him about, he had his last season with the Ravens 2 years ago. He started fumbling. He was not never fumbled before, and he had a fumbling problem. So we kind of joked back and forth about, remember the scene in the movie The Program where the running back, what's the running back's name? Omar Epps was the actor, right? Where the coach made him carry a football everywhere he went, so he learned not to fumble it. And then he was falling asleep in class, and, you know, one of his teammates hit it off his desk, and it was, like, rolling down, and there was a dog pile, and he ends up, you know, getting the football back. So I kind of joked back and forth with Ray Rice about it, and it was no big deal at all. At all. And then all of a sudden, when we get done with the interview, we get an email from the Ravens. Ray doesn't want you to run the interview. Ray is furious about the interview. And if you listen to the interview, there's nothing from his tone that lets you on that he is upset or even should be upset at anything that was asked. Not only that, but he went back in the locker room and told every other Raven, don't go on with Doug Gottlieb. And we'd had a great relationship with their PR department and with several other players on that team. But even that, I don't even hold that against Ray Rice. And I should. I should harbor resentment towards it, but I don't. Not because time heals all wounds, but because I saw a guy that's figured out, damn, dude, I was wrong.